Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Thanks for tuning in. Realms of Peril and Glory will start after these short messages.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Christian, Jennifer Mayer, and Abby Cole, for making this series possible.
Hello! Thank you so much for joining me today. It's a Friday today that you're listening to this. Bit of an unusual day for RPG to release, but we have something very special for you today. It is the first episode of our exclusive Patreon series, The Witch is Dead. It's releasing just in time for the spooky season. As of right now, the first two episodes are out on Patreon, and the third and final episode will arrive on Friday, the 29th of October. The series stars Beth Eyre, who you know from Wooden Overcoats, Liz Campbell, who you know from our wonderful Veil campaign, and Jen Sugden, who is from the incredible podcast Victoriosity. If you'd like to hear the rest of the episodes and get exclusive behind-the-scenes content, production updates, special shows releasing for certain campaigns, well, then guess what? You can head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. This is a hilarious and dark campaign, and we think you are going to absolutely love it. Please enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Realms of Peril and Glory. We are here today playing The Witch is Dead by Grant Howitt, which is a one-page RPG about murder, specifically the murder of a witch. You can find the game at the link in the podcast description. Playing with me today is the incredible Elizabeth Campbell.
Hello. Some call me Captain. Some call me the General. Others know me only as the world's foremost collector of tiny, shiny objects. Today I am playing Magpie.
We're also here with the wonderful Beth Eyre.
Hi there. I'm playing Moggit. I'm a white cat, and I'm very fond of fish.
And finally, we are here with Jen Sugden.
Hi, I'm Jen, and I am playing a fox called Red. And I just like being a fox, doing my thing, and hunting down murderers.
Absolutely. So, as you might know, I'll read you the quick prelude to the game. Once upon a time, there was a kind and wise and beautiful witch who lived in the forest with her familiars, and her life was peaceful and happy until a fucking witch hunter broke into her cottage and dragged her out and fucking murdered her. And now she's dead. But if you get revenge and kill him and bring his eyes to her corpse within a week, she'll come back to life. Or so you've heard. Even if it doesn't work, at least he's dead. We're going to see if you guys can kill a witch hunter and bring your mistress back to life. You are all walking through the woods, having successfully completed another assignment for your mistress. You collected a series of mushrooms that she was planning to use in a potion to turn a person into a puddle of jelly and back again. You're not entirely sure why she wants to do this or exactly how it would be useful to her, but you all assume it must be of the utmost importance to her to have these mushrooms. Your mistress is a witch who lives in the woods on the far outskirts of the village, minding her own business. For the most part. You do know she's been sneaking around at night in the forest, but she mostly keeps you out of it, probably for the best as well. The forest is dark, deep, and very scary. And that's just in the day. Imagine what it would be like at night. As you're all making your way back home, please could you each tell me a little bit about your characters, starting with you,
Jen.
Hi, I'm Red. I'm a fox. I'm a witch's familiar. I like my mistress pretty well. She keeps us well fed. I like living in her house. Just minding my own business, making friends, digging in the backyard, that kind of thing.
How well have you done at collecting mushrooms for your mistress today?
I have a little rule. It's one for the basket, one for my mouth. So I'm quite full, actually, and I'm not going to lie. Mushrooms, probably going to be a bit gassy later.
Beth, tell me a little bit about you. What are you up to? How many mushrooms did you get?
Well, I mean, I think I got a few mushrooms, but it's difficult with Fox eating them all. I mean, there's hardly any left by the end. But I find if you just sit here, someone else tends to do most of the hard work. Mushrooms aren't really my thing. Vegetably.
Is that what you say?
Yes, nasty. Nasty vegetably mushrooms.
No, I suppose not very meaty. Liz, what's the magpie up to?
The magpie, I have taken a bit more of a managerial role, you see. Absent of paws or hands, I really like to direct, Mogget and Red. Mogget seems distractible, but Red, you know. Takes her cut, but we get there in the end.
Amazing. So you're all making your way back home after a long day's work for your mistress. Could you all please roll me a clever check, please? First roll of the game. So you roll the dice. So for everyone listening at home and for those who might not know in the game, you roll the dice and you add your modifier for the selected skill. The four skills are clever, fierce, and sly. You roll a d10 and then tell me what your result is when you add those numbers together. What you guys get?
I've got a 7.
7, very nice.
I got a 6.
6.
I have an 11.
Oof, you've done very well.
Ooh.
You've all done absolutely fantastically. You've certainly beaten the number. You can see as you are walking through, Red, you notice first, because you've got those very keen fox eyes, the cottage in the distance. There's chimney letting off puffs of lovely white smoke. But as you get closer, you can see that the door has been broken down.
Oh my God. Guys, I don't want to freak anyone out, but I think there's been a break-in.
What? What can you see?
Well, I can see a door, and it's been broken into, so just like door, broken into, put those together, break-in.
Surely our mistress has simply opened the door to welcome us back with her mushrooms that she anticipated so fondly.
Yes, and maybe she's made us some dinner.
Some dinner.
I don't know what to tell you. But unless she has literally ripped off the door from its hinges and smashed it a little bit around the lock, then it's definitely been broken into.
Oh, our mistress works in mysterious ways. We should not question her method.
I mean, it sounds a little scary if the door really is ripped off. Maybe we should hide.
I shall settle this. Can I, I will fly up and get a better
Please
view.
Please do. Can you roll me would you like to do this quickly or slyly?
Quickly.
Okay. Please roll me a quick check to see how well you do.
11.
Oh, very, very well. So you very quickly do a up to the door, and you notice that the door has in fact been broken down. There's splinters of wood. You can see that there is a set of footsteps approaching the doorway, and looks as though that's who broke it down, and you can see those same set of footsteps walking away, and you see in the far, far, far distance, there's a figure walking away.
I'll come back down to my comrades.
You land back down.
I do not wish to alarm anyone, but I think there has been a break-in.
People keep saying they don't wish to alarm everyone, and then saying very alarming things.
That is a fair point, Mugget. That is a fair point.
Well, shall we go and have a look?
Yes, quickly. There's a figure receding into the forest.
Right, okay, well, let's go and check what's gone on. Can I sort of dash into the cottage?
Please do. You may walk in freely. As you walk into this beautiful, very well, normally very well-kept cottage, you notice that on the floor, you all see the figure of your mistress sprawled out. Her cheeks, normally flush with color, are white and cold to the touch. You see protruding from her chest is a shining silver dagger.
Wow. Okay, guys. I'm just gonna say what we're all thinking, right? That is an awful lot of meat to go to waste. Now, I think...
Oh, Red.
No, it's what she would have wanted and Bagsy the drumsticks.
Mistress?
The drumstick?
I can't believe this is where you're taking this.
Look, I've got corpses out of the wood, hares, badgers occasionally, right? And you, Mogget, you're always the one complaining that it's stinking out the place. Right, Red. What?
But it's all raw.
Every time she goes to sleep, you say this. We need to... Hang on.
Magpie's going to hop over in that hoppy bird way and give her a little peck on the... Like a literal peck on the cheek.
Yes, maybe she'll wake up.
You do perform a peck and... No response at all from the corpse. I think you think very clearly that dagger in her chest is certainly a problem. Certainly not a good thing to have in a human being.
That dagger. I think I need to take it out.
It's very shiny and silver.
But because it's for the mistress. Also, maybe I keep it. Maybe I keep it later.
Wait, no, if you do that, the blood's going to go everywhere.
Yes, it's already ruining the
carpet. Well, we need to help her. This is ridiculous. I'm going to try and take it out.
I'm going to try and take the dagger out.
How are you going to do that?
With difficulty, Zach. I'm a bird.
Well, I'm more wondering if you're using unseen hand or if you're just going to try and peck it out.
I think this is a situation where we shall throw caution to the wind and I shall use my unseen hand to try and save my mistress.
Okay. You may use your unseen hand to get your dagger.
All right. So this is a dangerous roll, Zach?
This is dangerous. If you fail, you take a point of danger.
I've rolled a 9. I don't know what I'm trying to hit, but I've rolled a 9.
You were trying to hit 7, a basic. So you've succeeded. You successfully, your unseen hand, sink. Pulls out of the mistress, covered in blood. The mistress does not respond, and in fact, it looks as though she deflates slightly.
I have fixed it for you, mistress.
Dead silence.
That's just horrible.
No, it's... Oh, it's...
I have to agree with Red. This is most unpleasant.
We are going to have to fix this.
You're not going to put it back, are you?
I hop onto the witch and try and pat the wound.
Is it fixed?
Your claws get covered in blood as some who sits out.
Oh, this is horrible. Someone has murdered our mistress. Possibly that figure you saw.
This is terrible.
Can I look around for evidence?
Yeah, absolutely. Roll me a clever check, please.
I've got a 9.
You got a 9. Fabulous. So you look around and you see, yes, the door's certainly been broken in. It looks like bottles have been smashed. There's evidence of a struggle. And you can see at the far corner of the room, a book has been pulled out of the shelf and flipped open. You can tell that... Nothing's missing, so it looks like this wasn't a burglary, but more a murder, specifically designed to kill. And it looks as though, it looks as though your mistress had pulled this book down and maybe perhaps in the tussle flipped it to a certain page or used her magic to flip it to a certain page, and it is sat open on the floor.
Look, everybody, there's a book open. It looks very old and very mysterious. If only I could read it.
Oh, wait, I've got something for this.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh my, finally. Now, guys, I don't know whether I've mentioned it, but I can make books talk with my magic. Now, it's a very clever trick, actually. And I don't know if I've told you this, but I've actually read Ulysses, and spoiler alert, it's a bit much. Anyway, no, but I can get it to speak.
Well, I suppose that would be helpful.
Can I roll, what do I have to do? This is a danger roll.
I'll say, roll me a clever check, and it'll be a simple check, so you just have to hit 6.
5.
Take on a point of danger for me, and okay. The book is going to read itself to you, but the veracity of what it says you cannot abide. So the book says,
if a witch is ever murdered through the eyes of the murderer, if they are returned to the corpse, she shall be resurrected 10 times as powerful as before.
And that is what the page that it was turned to says.
I think Magpie is still... While Mogget and Red have very proactively decided to investigate the scene, Magpie is still on the witch, just gently poking her.
Mistress... Mistress, she is sleeping, guys. I'm definitely sleeping in the strawberry jam.
Roll me a clever check, please.
That's a 1.
You are convinced this woman is alive.
She is. She has fallen over in some red ink, and we just need to wake her up.
I decide I need to kind of snap a Magpie out of this. Okay. So I look around the room for the shiniest thing I can find.
Ooh, shiniest thing you can find. You notice that there is a collection of kind of silver coins that have been strewn in the wreckage of the room.
Okay, so can I go and prance on them so that they sort of jingle up and down and catch?
Absolutely. I will let you do that without a roll. You may jingle coins away.
I prance and jingle the coins.
Oh, my mistress.
Hey, Magpie, look. No, just look. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, hey, are those yours? Yeah. Are those kind of for anyone?
I think they're up for grabs.
That's right, they could be yours.
They could be yours, but you gotta... just look at him shine. Oh, look at that jingle.
I'm very busy right now, but that's a... I just... mistress, I shall... I just need to do something real quick. I'll be, right back. Like, 2 seconds. Like, 2 seconds.
I fly over to the coins and stuff.
Oh, look. I can't even remember what I was doing before this. This is much better. Oh, the jingles.
I have to admit, Red, that was quite clever.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Now, I'm taking it from this that everybody is not on board with my lunch plan. So maybe if we just, bandage her up for now.
Bandage her up?
Yeah, sort of. And then I'm just going to grab, the nearest cushion with my mouth and kind of just put it on her body and pat it with my... poor. Just rather sadly.
Fantastic. Yeah, just a dead woman with a pillow on her face.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ta-da!
I think, guys, I've made a tiny pile of coins to the... Oh, my God, what have you done to our mistress?
Just giving her a bit of dignity.
Yes. Keep her nicely till we can fix this. Is that the idea, Fox? Or
Yes, that's right. So I...
Fix it.
Yes.
Fix it, yes. Because otherwise we're going to be left to starve. And we'll have to do what Red has suggested, which is very discouraging.
Yes, you all realize that dinner comes from Mistress, and for you to find dinner without eating Mistress, you would almost certainly have to venture into that very scary wood.
And I'm very hungry already.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Okay, all right, so we fixed this. Your book, it's I was like half paying attention, I'm being honest here.
Oh, no, it's dead simple. All we need to do is find whoever did this.
Mm-hmm.
And get their eyes out of their skull.
Yes.
And bring their eyeballs back here. And then that will resurrect her. And she will also be like super powerful. So maybe that means we'll get better dinners.
Oh, like a better mistress.
More powerful, more food, more fish. This sounds like a good plan. I'm sure getting the eyes will be easy enough.
How hard can it be?
I mean,
I mean, unless you need opposable thumbs to, like, grab them. But I think, like, those? You've got claws, haven't you, Magpie? So they're probably even better.
I do. My claws are currently in use just kind of trying to pick up coins off the floor. Just, it's going poorly.
Have you ever scratched someone's eyes out before?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. That would be useful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like a Tuesday. Yeah. All right.
In good shape. It's just all going right. Very well.
Let us find the brigand who has done this to our beloved mistress. Take their eyeballs from the skull, bring them back, resurrect our mistress to full power, and then we get to eat.
Meow.
And you guys, you know, Magpie, that the direction that the figure was heading was up the path towards the village.
Guys, I know that the direction the figure was heading was up the path. Shall we follow?
Yes, let's.
Yes, definitely. At a safe distance.
Fantastic.
All right. Yeah, let's get out of this.
Let's get out of this sad, dead woman house.
Before we go, I would like to bring one of these coins with me.
Roll me a fierce check to see if you can successfully carry one in your beak.
Six.
You can carry it. You can pick it up and carry it. However, you can't use your beak for anything else while you're carrying it.
Yep. No, that's fine.
Before we go, can I do a little sniff round to kind of maybe get the scent of sort of the assailant?
Absolutely. Great idea. Could you please roll me a sly check to get the guy's scent, get this man or person's scent?
Okay, so I rolled a 9 and I have 1 for sly, so that's 10.
Fantastic. So when you're sniffing around, you sniff the scent of this person. Definitely a man. Definitely smells stinky like a man. Mm. However, you do also get the distinct scent of magic that is not your mistress's.
Right, okay. Now, I have had a lot of mushrooms, so I can't be 100% sure. Mm-hmm. But I think there is a very smelly man. But yes. Also, I think he might be magic.
Sorry, it's a coin. Are you saying that maybe this is a different witch?
Yes, or maybe a wizard.
Oh, this could get dangerous.
We shall take his eyes regardless.
But what if he casts a spell on us, turns us into frogs, or God help us, magpies? I mean, anything could happen.
Magpie glares at Mogget.
Would you like to follow up to the village?
Yes, I'm taking that coin.
Okay, yes. Taking the coin with you. Fantastic. So you guys leave the house behind unless there's anything else that you want to do before you go.
Can I take the kitchen knife?
How do you propose that you, a cat, carries that kitchen knife?
In my mouth.
Oh my god, guys, can we just for a second stop and think about the image of a cat walking down the street with a fucking kitchen knife in its
a bloody
a full
kitchen
dagger
knife.
In its mouth. I will let you try. You can roll me fierce, but you're going to have to hit, I'm going to say a difficult check, which is 9 to beat.
Right. That doesn't sound very likely. My fierce is 1. Oh, well.
I believe in you, Mogget.
5 plus 1, 6.
No, so unfortunately, you are not able to pick up the dagger. You get it in your hands, you get it in your mouth, and you just realize it's far too heavy. It's a very well-built dagger. You do notice, however, when you're trying to pick up the dagger, that the dagger has an emblem on the hilt of an eagle in flight.
I assume we spend, a good, 2 minutes watching a cat try and pick up a knife.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it in a minute. Any second, it's going to be fine.
No, he's never going to do it. She's never going to do
just
it.
Just wait. I'm going to get it.
It's the relentless spirit that I really respect.
I mean, I admire it too, but
I've got it down.
Not up. Oh, no.
I can't really move when I pick it up because it hits the ground.
Yeah, it's...
There's a cool little emblem thing, though. Like a magpie, but better.
Oh yeah, it is. Wait, no, don't. You know how magpie gets when we talk about other birds?
Oh yes. There's a cool eagle, bigger than you.
I spit my coin out in disgust.
I'm sorry, what now?
I was just saying that there's this very handsome eagle emblem on this troublesome knife, which I can't pick up.
I'm going to use my unseen hand.
Okay.
Again, to take the knife from Mogget, and it's mine now.
Okay. You will have to roll unseen hand to pick it up, obviously. You're going to need to roll it again to use it. Roll me fierce with unseen hand, and I'll say it's going to be a basic action, so 7.
Nope, I have failed. That's a 5. And
you
that's,
feel as though when you were picking up the knife the first time, you were reacting with this adrenaline of a mama bear or a mama lifting a car off a babe, and you just can't muster that same energy again. Unfortunately, the bird strength of your unseen hand prevents you from picking up the knife.
So what we have is a cat spending 2 minutes trying to pick up a knife in its mouth, and then just a bird
trying to use magic.
Feebly attempting to pick up a knife. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Guys, this is the heaviest knife in the world. I'm with Mogget. This is ridiculous. It is impossible to carry.
I'm going to try and go and pick up the knife.
Good fucking lord. Okay, Fox, please, Red, roll me a fierce again. This is going to be difficult. Let's see if we can do this.
It is cursed. You don't understand. It is impossible.
Does it with a bullet. So easily.
Okay, I rolled a 9 plus 1 because I have 2 for fierce, so I rolled 11.
This fox strides up to the knife and just so casually picks it up like it's nothing.
Oh, well, that was embarrassing.
I think that we lightened it for you.
Yes, we loosened it.
Yep, that's yep.
All out here, guys. I spit it out on the floor because I've proved my point. All I'm saying is that it's not that heavy, but also my mouth is full of daggers, tiny little daggers, and so is yours, Mugger. And you, Magpie, your claws probably sharper than the dagger. We don't need it.
Yes, I suppose you're right. I just thought it might be nice to have a big knife.
I am willing on this occasion to allow this shiny object to stay here. I feel like we have wasted quite a lot of time trying to pick up a knife.
The book kind of sputters.
Within 7 days.
Oh, the footnotes. I see this.
Wait, that is like the biggest, longest dramatic pause. I mean, I thought it was pretty hammy when it was reading out to start with. But that, oh my God. That is cured bacon. Speaking of, I really could go for some bacon right now.
Sounds really... No, guys, we really have to focus. This is...
Yes, okay. What the Magpie said. Time limit.
Yes, okay. All right,
let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, I think we finally believe that.
So you guys set off on the path up to the village. As you make your way through, it's a very well-worn path, kind of. The witch's house is kind of like just off of it, kind of like in the woods, but not kind of in that really deep, scary bit of the woods. So you kind of come up and you follow along the path. Red, you've got the scent of this guy, so you can pretty well smell him. You can follow his footprints as well in the mud. And you kind of are making your way up through the village. As you get close to this village, there's kind of a wall surrounding the village, and there is an entranceway. You could make it through, no worries. But you suddenly hear... and a huge crack explodes in the sky. And you hear just another and another and another, and there's this beautiful dance of colors, and there are fireworks going across from the village.
We are under attack. The wizard has seen us coming.
Okay, we shouldn't panic, although it is quite frightening.
The closer that you guys get, the more you hear the sounds of humans gathering around ahead of you, kind of near where that entrance is and kind of up in the village. They're whooping and hollering, and you hear glass clinking against glass and cackles of laughter, and they appear to be kind of gathering in the streets.
Wait, this sounds like people are... Celebrating? Doesn't it? Yeah, like having a party.
They're very loud and frightening.
The most somber day that our mistress has been taken to sleep. How rude.
I agree. Magpie, go and fly up and see what you can see.
There's things exploding in the sky.
This is so inappropriate.
For you, my friends, we have been through so much. I shall risk my life to alight to the heavens and see what I can see. If I do not come back, please avenge me. Lay me next to my mistress's body so I may be with her in the afterlife.
I do a little hoppy dance and then take off.
Bye.
Hecate speed, my good friend.
Okay, roll me a challenging check, and this is going to be difficult. Sorry, this is going to be dangerous. Because there are fireworks.
What is my...
I'll say quick.
Quick? Yeah. It's a 10.
10, fantastic. So you handily... There's... And you just duck and weave kind of around these exploding fireworks. And you see that there's this great celebration roaring in the nighttime village. You hear people... kind of cheering, and you see the man who you are following kind of getting patted on the back. He's walking his way up to this incredible huge fortress that all these houses are kind of ringed around. And you also see that there is a huge kind of like figure constructed of hay. And you notice for a second that figure looks like your mistress, but wrong, like different. Like her expression's been twisted and contorted to look really horrendous and evil. And in a flash, that figure bursts into flames as a villager lights it on fire.
How dare. I'm flying back down and telling my comrades immediately about this sacrilege.
You what? What did you say?
It's like they had made our mistress.
Made?
In like a big hay version. But she was like super uggo. And we know that mistress is not.
No! In the dusk. Right, with the light, right, just like on, just brushing her cheek. Like if you can't see most of her face, right, just in the dark, and you know, and if she's got a hat on, so there's a bit more shadow. She's passable.
Yes, I mean.
Yes, she has a lovely silhouette.
Yeah, and fundamentally not made out of hay.
So no, well,
I don't know what they're
true.
Thinking there. Right. That's
like
ridiculous.
Absolutely not made of hay.
Not made of hay.
That to me is the most offensive thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So they've made a hay mistress.
That's like what horses eat.
Yeah, and who likes horses? They think they're better than everyone.
Rotten vegetable.
The thing about the hay mistress, they. I don't.
What is it?
Are you both sitting down?
I sit down.
Do we have to sit down?
They lit her on fire.
They lit her on fire.
The hay mistress.
They lit the hay mistress on fire.
They lit the hay mistress on fire.
What is wrong with them?
They seem real pleased with themselves.
That's a warning, that is, because they used to burn witches, you know.
So they're celebrating this tragic event.
Yeah, they're celebrating the death of a perfectly good, kind witch. Right? Yes, did she turn that village boy into a newt? But she told him. She told him not to come sniffing round our cottage. And would he listen? Would he heck is like. And he deserved it. He did. I've said it. He deserved it. Right?
He was better as a newt. We met him as a person. We met him as a newt. It was an improvement.
Everyone likes a newt.
Like, I don't see how you complain.
He was more delicious as a newt.
There you go.
Right. So.
Well, looks like we are going to have to not only find that terrible person who did this to our mistress, but also somehow destroy the smug villagers.
That's a lot of people to destroy.
Yes, but Morgus, think of it this way. Yeah. Like, you're a cat, right? Yes. And surely what you want from life is to subjugate humans to your will.
I wouldn't mind subjugating humans to my will, as long as I get fed, of course, somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the mistress returning 9 times as powerful and wiping them all out.
Oh, that's what... Yes. Yes, no, you're right, Mogget. We need to get Mistress. We need to tell her what they have done. And she will exact her revenge.
Yeah, she'll destroy them all.
And meanwhile, if I happen to fly overhead and do a little pooping on their faces, I think that is fine.
So you guys are all sat outside kind of the village. You've been told this terrible news by Magpie. What is your next move?
That guy I saw, the figure.
Yes,
he's
yes.
In the town. He is heading to the big building.
What big building?
It's like if you were up, you could see it, but you're not. So
there's a big building.
There's a big building.
So maybe is he moving away? Because if he's surrounded by people who are celebrating him, he might be quite hard to target. But if we could get him alone, perhaps
yes.
Be easier.
You did think, Magpie, that he wasn't staying in any particular location. He was kind of walking expediently towards the fortress. People were just kind of clapping him on the back and like, really well done, good job.
No, we need to get to this big building. He will be there.
Yes, and probably like set an ambush or something.
Yes, an ambush is a good idea. Won't give him a chance to fight us, yes.
Take his eyes.
Take his eyes. That's exactly the point, yes.
Both of them, not just one. Both.
It's a shame we don't have that knife.
with a plan in motion, our characters are going to try and ambush this would-be witch hunter who is being lauded for his incredible feats, killing the mistress. Can our characters successfully collect his eyes and bring their mistress back to exact her revenge? Find out next episode. We'll see you then. Thank you so much for listening to The Witch is Dead. Liz, where can everyone go and find you?
Well, if people want to find me online, they can find me on Twitter at Liz X Campbell. That's just Liz with the letter X Campbell, because Twitter handles are hard.
Beth, where can everyone find you?
You can find me at Beth Eyre on Twitter, and you can check me out in Wooden Overcoats, the podcast.
And Jen, where can everyone find you?
Ooh, where can people find me? Well, I exist on Twitter at Jen Sugden, and also you can find Victoriosity, which is the podcast I help to write, at Victoriosity. That's it. I hope you find me.
Thank you so much, guys. So if you want to follow Realms of Peril and Glory on social media, go to RealmsPod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All of Realms of Peril and Glory is available ad-free on our Patreon, patreon.com/lightandtragic. If you want to get some merch for the show, go to lightandtragic.com/shop. And you can follow myself personally on Twitter and Instagram at Zach, Z-A-C-K, F-G. Thank you very much, guys, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
If you'd like to hear the rest of the episodes and get exclusive behind-the-scenes content, production updates, special shows releasing for certain campaigns, well, then guess what? You can head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.